Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Eula Hall lives on Mud Creek in Floyd County. As the founder of the Mud Creek Clinic, Hall has gained national fame as a fighter for the rights of low-income mountain people, especially in the field of healthcare. Her life is the subject of a new book, Mud Creek Medicine, The Life of Eula Hall and the Fight for Appalachia, by Kiran Bhattraju. In December 2013, Eula Hall and Kiran Bhattraju came to Apple Shop. Kiran asked Eula to recount an episode from her early life that dramatizes the medical needs she has spent so much of her life working to meet.
For a lot of people who don't know Eula's entire life story, I thought it would be helpful, Eula, if you told the story that I start the book off with.
About what?
There's a story I start the book off with when you were 5 years old.
When my mother was so sick.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see, all the families where I was raised, and myself, we were delivered by midwives. But there wasn't a trained midwife or someone that had education and had, you know, any kind of medical knowledge of health care and problems, especially in, childbirth and stuff. So, she was seven of us children to live, and there was four. She had one to live 3 weeks and died. One was born, just was stillbirth, and then she had two miscarriages, but seven of us lived. So I was always worried about Mommy, because Mommy used to get sick. No doctors, never went to a doctor. Mommy didn't never have her, and she didn't know what type of blood she had. She never was in the hospital to have a baby. We all were delivered at home by one of these homemade midwives, you know, just somebody that took it on herself to deliver the babies. And Mommy was pregnant, and I was old enough to know Mommy was pregnant. And I know my mother had the Burkew's vein. She had knots on her legs that big and on her thighs and stuff. So when Mommy went into labor, Daddy went and got the midwife, and Mommy labored for day and night, or maybe 2 days and nights. And she hemorrhaged, those blood veins ruptured. And Mommy hemorrhaged. Mommy was twice this table. It's hard to talk about it, but anyway, the midwife gave up. She told Daddy that she'd done all she could do. And it would take a doctor, and maybe she couldn't save Mommy or the baby. And we didn't have money. Daddy was a sharecropper. And, you know, we tended fields, corn fields, and vegetable field, and we gave a third of our crops if we tended the hillside. We gave half of them if we tended the bottom. But that's the way we lived. So Daddy, we had a cow or two and had some hogs and chickens and stuff that people on the farm had. But when the midwife, we called it, they gave Mommy up. She said, "I've done all I can do." She said, "It's going to take somebody higher than I am," she said, "to save her." Well, Daddy just started, he didn't know what to do, and he's just pacing, walking, and there was a little grocery store, wasn't a fourth of a mile from where we lived, and that's where we'd done our shopping if we shopped. And he had some money, and he had a vehicle. And back then there wasn't, many vehicles like there are now, and there wasn't many people with money. But Daddy went to him and told him a thing, what was going on at the house, and that Mommy would have to have a doctor to come out from Pipeville. She was beyond, there wasn't any ambulance. Sister had money, didn't have money for ambulance, and she was beyond transporting. So the midwife and Daddy together decided if anything happened, we'd have to get a doctor from Pipeville to come out there. But it wouldn't so far. It's probably 15 miles. And he told that man, the grocery store manager, that the merchant, we called him, that we needed the doctor and need him fast, that Mommy was losing, bleeding out, and was just about, we was about to lose Mommy. We was all scared to death. And that merchant told Daddy, he said, "Well, it'll take at least $20 to get a doctor to come from Pipeville and come out there and take care of her if he can." But we didn't have it. Daddy didn't have it, but Daddy told him. He said, I'll make it right with you. He said, I've got cattle, and I got some cattle, and I've got some hogs. And he said, you can just pick your choice, what it takes, but if you'll go get a doctor. So he did. He went to Papa, and he got a doctor, and he brought him back out there. And after a while, he delivered the baby, but it was dead. And Mommy was sick for a long time. She needed blood. She needed, a lot of medical care that she couldn't afford or didn't get. But she finally got able, she's weak, she finally got able to get up and take care of us children again with the help of the neighbors and older people and stuff. But, I never forgot that. I never forgot how close it could come to losing Mommy. They took her heifer. And Daddy had a young heifer. And then, we living on a farm and depended on it for, to feed your family and stuff. We'd always have an older cow, then a younger one to become a cow later on. And you kept young cows like that, and you killed your hogs every fall. But we let the prettiest cow we had, heifer, go for that $20. But, it saved Mommy. That was the only way we had to do it. And I never forgot that.
Again, that was Eula Hall speaking with her biographer, Kieran Batraju, here at Apple Shop on December 11th. Eula Hall's incredible life story is now captured in Batraju's new book, Mud Creek Medicine, The Life of Eula Hall and the Fight for Appalachia. For WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Thanks for listening.